The submissions deadline for plans to upgrade the N11 M11 need to be in by tomorrow. Many people around the area affected are objecting to the plans for a number of reasons. Let's talk to Yasmin Fortune, who is a person with concerns. Yasmin, good morning to you.
Hi Declan, how are you? Oh, nice to speak to you this morning.
Thank you for coming on. What part of the world do you live now?
I actually live in Greystones, but my parents live in Bellevue Domain on the old Letitia Estate in Dalgany, and that's where I grew up, and I spent my whole life in that area since I was born. So that's where I hail from.
Okay. And the effect of any sort of works on the N11, M11, what's your concerns?
I have a number of concerns. One of my main concerns would be the nature and wildlife, and to see that that's protected. As you probably know, Glen of the Downs is a nature reserve, and it's also a glacial valley. Another of my concerns would be the historical and cultural and the geographical importance of the area we live in. So there are a number of proposed routes there in that area. There are three proposed routes, and then there's the other option is widening the road at Glen of the Downs. Now, two of the proposed routes run through my parents' farm, which is the site of the Letouche era estate. And so we actually have a lot of listed endangered wildlife living in Bellevue. Bellevue Domain would encompass Dalgany Golf Club, my parents' farm, the Glen of the Downs Nature Reserve, which would be the Bellevue Woods on one side, going up to the other side towards Downs Hill, and the other side of the Glen, which is also part of the Nature Reserve. So we have, only 2 months ago, I saw a pine marten chasing a red squirrel at my parents' farm, and I'd seen the pine marten a few weeks before, and we haven't seen them for a while. And so the pine marten is back, the red squirrel is back, which is good news. And we have also long-eared owls in the woods come into my parents' land. They sit on the wall there. And there's also yellowhammers, which are endangered. They sit along the fence line at my parents' place. And what else do we have? We have red deer. We have hares. There have been wild goats, feral goats, that have come down onto the land. The buzzards are there, and they're not endangered, but they're pretty lovely. And so there's so much wildlife there. And one of the proposals is to bring the road right in front of my at the front of my parents' property. Another proposal brings it right at the back. And this will wipe out a lot of habitat for the wildlife there. And my dad has followed the long-eared owls, for example. My dad's really into nature and into history, and he's observed them on Dalgany Golf Course also. And they nest in the woods, and they hunt in the grasslands at Bellevue, my parents' farm, which they don't use chemicals on at all. And they also hunt in the golf course there. So there are so many animals. There was a bat survey done at my parents' farm in 2002, and they identified a huge number of bats, which are listed, which are protected species.
Goodness me, you've got a whole menagerie of stuff going on there. It sounds wonderful. Was the farm and those lands affected that much by the road winding, which was very controversial back in the 1990s, of Glen of the Downs?
No, it actually wasn't affected much, and actually they were careful then not to take out any of the native trees. The main reason that you see all this wildlife, like we have, I think, nearly every bird that is protected in the area you can find in Bellevue Domain, which includes, of course, the golf course and the nature reserve and my parents' farm. So they were very careful then. They didn't take out any of the native trees, and But the widening, what they didn't do, which was an awful shame, and my dad was very strongly advocating for it, was to put bridges, wildlife bridges, over the Glenda Downs so that the animals can cross. Now, we see increasingly red deer in grazing with the horses, and they're wild deer. They're not even afraid of us at this stage. And I think that is as a direct result of the amount of traffic that's, the increased traffic along the glen. And so if they had these wildlife, overpasses, that would be go a long way towards preserving the wildlife there. So another concern is the historical aspect. Not many people know much about the Battle of Delgany of 1022, and King Sitrick of Dublin, he was Danish King of Dublin. He had a battle with the King of Leinster, Ugra was his name. And that took place in Delgany. And according to Judith Flannery and other well-known historians, the most likely place for that is Bellevue Domain and Glen of the Downs.
Oh, my goodness, so you've a lot of heritage. Now, there is the alternative argument that says it cannot stay the way it is. It's just too frustrating to everybody, and people have to go and work, and sitting in cars with very poor public transport for hours and hours, get a rainy day, get one small little accident, and the whole place is in chaos. So what can be said about that?
Absolutely. That something has to be done about roads. So, of course, there's the argument for improved public transport, which massive problems could be solved with that. But, of course, we do need an improved road system. I absolutely agree with that. But I don't see how the people who designed these roads are getting paid. I mean, they're getting paid huge money to come up with solutions. And they run this through, like the Bellevue Estate. There are still the walled gardens, the terrace lawns. There's still the 1750s courtyard. And there's the walls of the famous glass houses, which in the early 1800s, late 1700s, were actually the biggest conservatories in Europe. So it's a hugely historical location. You've got that, you've got the Battle of Delgany, you've got Downs Hill, which is a Bond Hill fort, and you've got Coolagad, which is
so much there. I'd love to listen to this all morning. This is fantastic, Yasmin. It'd be nice to talk about the history with you again sometime, but the nub of the matter morning is, anyway, that obviously you are submitting your concerns to by tomorrow for the what they say is the upgrade to the N11 M11, and you'll urge other people to do it.
I think tunnels, park tunnels, if they looked at the maps again and they went around, one problem is that developers, a lot of the land that's included in those routes belongs to developers. And I'm not going to mention the names of them, even though I know that other people can research them. So I just wonder how the developers managed to get their lands. It's a bit strange that the developer's land is all in these route proposals.
Okay. I know that's a view rather than an allegation, but it's an observation in your view. Yasmin, we'll talk about it certainly after all the proposals go through, and love to keep in contact about this.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks very much indeed. Thank you.
Bye.
That is Yasmin Fortune, their resident in the Delgany area, and the programme has no knowledge of anything untoward going on as regards acquisition of land and its future use.